This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2021. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider so you never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Tawana Blasingame is the CEO and founder of Queen Size Magazine, a monthly full-figured fashion and lifestyle publication for both men and women, founded in 2011. Under her parent company, Cohesive Minds, Inc., Queen Size Magazine has enjoyed 10 years of success. She is also the executive producer of the Full Figured Industry Awards, which is a prestigious ceremony of awards and distinguished recognition honoring the craftsmanship and commitment to excellence across various platforms spanning the full figured industry, from models, makeup artists, and designers to bloggers, photographers, entertainers, influencers, productions, and more. Tawana and her team are continuously working to ensure that the full-figured and big and tall industry is seen, heard, respected, and recognized. The Full-Figured Industry Awards will be held virtually this year, November 6th, and we're so excited to welcome Tawana to the show. Hi there.
Hey. Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I'm so excited to talk to you today because this is a big day for the Full Figured Industry Awards.
Thank you. I'm excited, too. Today is our official kickoff as far as everybody else is concerned. But, yes, it is exciting. We're excited.
So you have multiple projects under your belt. So first, let's talk about Queen Size Magazine. Now, what was your original vision behind creating this magazine, and has it evolved over the years?
So originally when we started Queen Size Magazine, it was just a straight lifestyle magazine. There was no fashion or anything involved in it. And I started it, you know, for personal reasons. It kind of allowed plus size women to share their stories and who they are, where they've come from, and, you know, how far they've gone in life. And what they want to do, just really just sharing their personal stories. It wasn't until 2013 that we rebranded and became a fashion and lifestyle magazine. So, yep, it definitely has evolved. And even from 2013, we are now co-ed because it started as just women. Now we're men and women, of course, because as the industry evolves, you know, you have to evolve with it. So we've definitely grown, we've definitely evolved into something that I never thought I'd be here when I started the magazine.
Right. And the April 2021 issue of the magazine is out, and the theme is Living in Color. Now tell us about your current issue.
So the magazine itself, issue, I've been thinking about doing a colorful issue for a long time. And it was just about finding the right submissions for it because everybody had to be on the same page. And so when I was talking to Nathaniel Jay, who was actually on the cover, and his whole personality is just colorful. And I was like, you would just be the perfect person to slap on the cover of this issue. And so he agreed to do it, and we started working on it. And Catherine Ashley had reached out to me, and she was like, she didn't even know the theme when she reached out to me. She was like, I have this amazing model that I want to submit for the magazine. And ironically, her whole editorial was just so colorful. And I was like, this is so perfect. The two of them together, this is so perfect. And then, of course, the team of writers got together and, you know, they wrote about, you know, colorful stories. The whole issue just came together just like seamlessly. And I just fell in love with it.
Now, are you looking for cover models and people to feature in your future issues? And if so, how can someone submit?
Oh, we are always looking to feature people. So we made the process very easy for people. So if you go on our website at queensizemagazine.com and you go to the submission test, there's literally a checklist. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking to be featured in a magazine, there's a download for you with guidelines. If you are a model, if you are a photographer, there are downloads, and it says, please use this as a checklist. And it'll tell you exactly what it is that you need to submit for the magazine. And then at the end, it'll say, go back and check and make sure you
still submit wrong and still not do the right thing?
All the time. All the time. All the time. And, you know, and I have to go back and I have to tell them, hey, just make sure, in a very nice way, just please go back and double check the guidelines and make sure you have included everything that you were supposed to. And then they'll come back, oh, I forgot this. And you know, sometimes they'll, you know, I have to keep going back and forth. Oh, I forgot this, and I forgot this. Like, take your time, read the guidelines, and literally check before you hit send. Because most people are not going to take the time to sit there and go through it with you. It's like, if you forgot something, oh, well, next time. But,
right.
You know, we try to be patient with people. So I'm okay with working with people.
Well, that's nice. So besides...
I'm learning patience.
Right. So besides Queen Size Magazine, you had a very successful launch of the Full Figured Industry Awards in 2019, and then COVID hit. So how did the coronavirus pandemic affect your business?
You know what? That deck on pandemic. So year one, it was amazing. Thank you for that. It was amazing. It was a sold out event, and it went exactly the way I wanted it to. So here comes COVID, and we made the decision that, you know, we wasn't going to do an event last year. You know, virtual was, people were just learning, you know, the virtual arena. So we didn't want to play around with it and put out something that, you know, we didn't know too much about. So we said, okay, we're going to take the year off and we're going to learn this virtual arena just in case when 2021 came around, and here we are, we have to go virtual because the pandemic hasn't gone away. That's what we decided to do. And so here we are. We're learning the virtual arena still, because even with the virtual arena, everybody is still evolving. Everybody's trying to pivot and learn how to go virtual and provide, you know, everything that, you know, everybody needs. So it's here we are. We're going virtual. And we're still learning as we're going because there's so many platforms.
Right. And was it a difficult decision to make 2021 a virtual event?
It was. We talked about it all last year, actually, about it. And it was like, everybody really wanted to do an in-person event. And I was like, you know, we don't want to be the event that people walk away from. And we have, you know, positive COVID results. We don't want to be that event. So it was, okay, just for people's safety and for our safety, we're going to go virtual. And even up until this, we decided to put it out to the public, we were still going back and forth with it. But,
right.
You know, it's for this, our own safety. We're just going to do virtual.
Right, right. And so as we mentioned at the top of the show, nominations open today. Now, you didn't have this open nomination the first year. So tell us the process after all of the nominations are received. What happens next?
Well, actually, we did do this nomination process the first year, too.
Open to the public?
We have. Yeah, we did. We had a nomination form that first year too. But so the nomination this year is going to be just like the first year. It's you fill out the form, you nominate, you know, your favorites for each of the individual categories. And then it goes to, you know, our committee who will go through and look at the nominations. First of all, we have to verify that everybody is in the category that they belong in, you know, because we have been getting submissions where people have, like, let's just say, you know, an emerging model. They submitted for model of the year, but they don't meet the qualifications for that. We have to really check the qualifications for all of the nominees before they make it to the final process. So then there's a private nomination committee who's actually going to go through all of this. And then we have a private voting committee who's actually going to chop it down to the finalists. So it's a process. So we're only going to have the nomination process open for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. You have until the end of March to get your nominations in, because the event is only, what, 8 months away? And there's a lot to be done before then.
Right.
And as far as the categories, I'm sorry, we have a lot of the same categories we had from the first year. We did add a few because of with COVID, you know, people had to pivot. And even we said in the first year, each year we do it. There may be some categories for next year that, you know, you won't see. There may be different ones. So we've added a content creator for this year. We've also added podcast of the year that we didn't have for year one. We added entrepreneur of the year. Yes. And, of course, we had to add the silver fox of the year, male and female. So we have a couple of new categories for people.
So
keep it exciting.
If you don't have a person to nominate for every single category, can you just fill in the ones you want to?
So in the beginning, I had it that way. And what I have noticed, right, if you're pretty much in this industry, you know people. So nominate people for the category. In the beginning, I had it where you can just skip to the category that you want. But what I have noticed is that a lot of people are filling out the form only voting for themselves. We don't want that. We want an involved industry. We want people who are open to seeing other people win, not just yourself. So I change it now. Please fill out all of the categories. We all know people.
Right, right. So you are not taking nominations for the special awards. And the special awards is the Lifetime, Iconic, and Confidence Awards. So how will they be selected?
So those special awards are always done within the team. And pretty much we go through, we did this from year one. And so we pretty much know for the next 5 years who's actually going to be, you know, honorees for these. So we did add another one. We did add Entrepreneur of the Year.
Oh, okay.
Not of the year, I'm sorry. That's our special kind of, one of our special awards. So it is the Lifetime, it's the Iconic, it's the Entrepreneur, and it's the Confidence Award. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about the Confidence Award, because it's going to be done a little bit different this year.
Mm-hmm.
So our first year, it was sponsored by Avenue.
Right.
And that's how it was going to be sponsored category. But with, you know, most people that know me know that, you know, my sister passed in November last year. Not COVID related, y'all. I feel like you have to tell people that. So we renamed the Confidence Award to be named after my sister. So it's going to be the Keisha M. Codling Confidence Award. And that's going to be always sponsored by Queenside Magazine.
Oh, that's nice.
I can't tell y'all who's getting it yet, but stay tuned for it.
Now, I remember when I interviewed you the first year, you were saying it's not a popularity contest about who has the most followers. But now that it's a virtual event, is it beneficial to have people that are active on social media and online to promote it virtually?
So it's never going to be a popularity thing. Like I said, even though this is online, we still want to keep with our mission. That's not going to change, and it's never going to be based on popularity. So that's why we have a team in place to go through and make sure the people that are being nominated are actually, I don't want to use the term worthy, but they do qualify.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just done because you had, 500 of your family members go online and complete the form for you. It'll never be that way. We don't want it to be a popularity contest. And so with the industry itself, for the people who are in the industry who are really paving the way for a lot of us coming up, these are the people that I feel like, if you're filling out the form, these are the people who you should be thinking about. Because this is where we want the award show to go. We don't want it to be a popularity award show. We want it to be fair.
Right. So when will the nominees be announced?
So the nominees are going to be announced in mid-April. Once, nominations close and we actually go through everything and narrow everybody down, we'll be announcing them in April.
All right. Well, that's not that far away. And I forgot.
It really
I'm getting old and I can't remember stuff as good as I used to. Is it a public vote or you said how is the winner selected?
So we have a private voting committee. So it will not be public voting.
So the same committee that narrows down the nominees is the ones who kind of pick the winner too?
Nope, completely different.
Oh, okay.
Completely
okay.
Different people.
Everybody
has a different job.
And so, are you currently looking for sponsors? And if so, what type of sponsorships are available for virtual events?
Oh, yes, we are looking for sponsors. And what type of sponsors? You see, we have a lot coming down a pipeline for people. We want to make this event as interactive and as interesting as we possibly can. So we are open to anybody who wants to sponsor the event, really. Our sponsorship deck is being finalized because we did make some changes, and we'll put it out. But once people see exactly what it is that we're doing, I'm hoping that, they want to come on board. Because it's not just about fashion. Like I said, we're doing Entertainer of the Year, which is not really fashion-based. We don't want to make it just about a fashion event. So we're looking to work with pretty much anybody who wants to work with the industry awards. We're not closed-minded to just fashion.
And are you going to have presenters for the virtual event? Will it be similar to a live event?
Yes, we're going to have presenters. We will announce our presenters once we get through the nomination part and we're able to come up with the final four, because there will be four final nominees for each category. Once we're able to do that, then we can pick our presenters. Obviously, we couldn't do it before then because, we can't pick a presenter who's also possibly nominated,
Okay, got it. So I saw on your website and social media you're currently seeking new team members to help you put the events together. So I was surprised to see these were paid positions because I know the event is fairly new. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah. You know, one thing that we did learn and that I learned along the way is sometimes, not all the time, sometimes you get what you pay for, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, our core team that we bring on are actually motivated enough to do the job. Sometimes when you bring people on who are not getting paid, you're not getting 100% out of them. Sometimes.
Right, you get what you get.
Right. And with this core team, I want to make sure that everybody understands that we all have a job to do. And, you know, when people know that their money is on the line, they'll do more. So we made the decision to say, okay, we're going to create a budget for certain positions. And then we're always accepting people who want to come on and volunteer their time with us. I will never say no to that.
And so tell us the positions that are available, that are open.
So we do have one more position because we brought on two people for social media already. We do have one more position for social media open. Our content creator position has already been filled. Most of these positions are already filled. I'm trying to remember what the last one is that we have to fill. Let me see.
Well, that went quick because I don't think you had that up that long.
Yeah,
huh?
We didn't. Within a week of putting that up, those positions were already filled. And it was awesome. I was so blessed to have people who will reach out and say, you know, that I want to work with you. I want to work with you. You know, let's work out what the budget is and work within that. People were very kind when they reached out to me. I had some people who reached out and, you know, of course, you know, the rates were like, yeah, kind of like out of my budget. But there were some people who came on board and was like, you know, this is what it is. And we were like, okay, we can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do want to answer your other question because I know I skipped over it. You had asked me what we're going to make it as live as possible. And the answer is absolutely yes. We want this to be like a movie. We want people to feel like, you know, they're sitting there and they're watching a major award ceremony. And so we actually created, you know, a budget to actually put this show together this year. Not like we didn't do it the first year. The first year was kind of easier because it was a live event. But this year takes a little bit more effort to do a virtual event and keep people entertained. So
right.
that's what we're doing for this year. And we are going to make this event as live as possible.
And so the event will be held November 6th virtually. When will tickets go on sale?
That's an interesting question. I believe our PR person said it was July, I believe. I believe that's when it was. But we have some surprises for you guys. So make sure you stay tuned if you're not following us. Make sure you are following, especially on Instagram. A lot of our content go out on Instagram at the_fires, because we planned some good stuff for you guys.
In addition to your magazine and the awards, you also started an Instagram Live series. Tell me about that.
Oh, I did. You know, and sometimes I kick myself because I'm like, why do you take on so much stuff? So, yeah, the Instagram Live series, it was really because of COVID. You know, a lot of us were not able to really see each other. And I saw many people are doing the same thing, kind of just really keeping engaged with people. What are we up to? What are you doing? How's everything affected you? So, yeah, we make sure that we schedule Instagram Lives with people just to catch up and keep people relevant, because there are some people, and I'm not saying that it's, you know, the people that I've spoken to on my Instagram Lives, but some people are really struggling with content creation. Like, how do I stay relevant if I'm not in a room full of people? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. So I really think that, you know, we ought to use these platforms that we have right here just to really push each other and get the word out about each other. And I appreciate you for your platform and how, you know, you keep people relevant as well. And I appreciate you. So, yeah, the QSM Live Series, we interview some entrepreneurs. We talk about some things that are going on in the industry. And it's something fun. I like doing it because, you know, I used to do podcasting for 5 years. And it's like I always miss it. So I always try to revert back to doing radio. And even if it's just through, you know, Instagram, I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that because I love doing it.
Yeah, but the Instagram is popular. That's a big thing that's popping up. So.
You know what? And it gives me a reason to get dressed and get made up.
Right.
It does. Because, you know, as you guys have seen, I've been playing in makeup these days. So it definitely has forced me to really start learning how to do makeup applications as well. So, you know. There's levels to, you know, to this.
So do you do those shows weekly or is it no set schedule?
So it is weekly now. I used to do them. I think it was every other day I used to do them. And I was like, just too much.
Yeah,
so
too
I
much.
Do them on Wednesday now. Yeah, I do them on Wednesdays now. And I have, I believe, 3 more shows coming up because then I have to switch over to the Fires. So, you know, if you guys have won awards in year one, I will be reaching out to you guys because we will be doing fireside chats with some of our original year one winners.
Oh,
just
that's
get
nice.
People pumped. Yeah.
So do you have anything else happening we could be on the lookout for or anything that I forgot to mention in the interview?
You know, not really. I am with Queen Size Magazine. You will see soon, you will see a shift in what we're doing. And it goes back to, you know, our word of the year, just really pivoting. So it's, you know, my team does a lot of plan to review. And, you know, one thing that we did look at our operations and what we're putting out, how we're putting out, and we're making some changes. So 10 years for us, and it's time to elevate. Every year we elevate, but for 10 years, it's time to do something a little bit different. It's time to give people a little bit more of Queen Size Magazine. So in the months to come, you will see the shift, I promise you. And I promise you guys that you're going to love it because we have really been listening to our followers and what they want to see from us. And we have begun implementing those changes at the beginning of the year. So new website coming up soon and a lot of great content that people have been asking for. So, you know, that's something else that I'm working on.
Well, that is exciting. Looks like you like to stay busy, huh?
I do. Did you guys also know I have a 9-to-5 job?
So you really like to stay busy.
I do. I do. I really do like to stay busy. And especially with, you know, things have been a little bit difficult for me after my sister has passed. So it's been really important for me to really keep busy. Otherwise,
right.
you know, the wandering mind. It's
right.
So, yeah, I threw myself into work, and, you know, I'm really just making some changes and growing with the industry, evolving, because I do plan on being around for years to come. And the only way to do that is to really learn to evolve. Move
that's
with
right.
The time.
That's right. I know from experience, that's absolutely right.
Yes.
So,
yes. So I'm not adding anything else to my plate, I don't think.
So before you go, tell us your official websites and social media pages so we can keep up with all of your projects.
Absolutely. So for Queen Size Magazine, our website is queensizemagazine.com. Our social media across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, is Queen Size Magazine. And for the Full Figure Industry Awards, our website is thefias.com, thefias.com. And with Instagram is the_fias, and Twitter and Facebook is thefias, or just Google the Full Figure Industry Awards and you'll find us. Our social media links are on both of our websites, Queen Size Magazine and thefias.com, if you just need one central place to go to and just click a button. So, yeah, that's it about me. I know that I do a lot, and I love it because I love this industry. And I do thank the people who have supported me along the way and all of my crazy ideas. And I hope that you guys continue to support.
Yes, well, you definitely have my support. Thank you for always giving me the exclusive interview with your Full Figured Industry Awards. I'm definitely going to be nominating some people. And
yes,
after this interview, I got to go nominate people. And continued success with everything you got going on.
I appreciate you, Shanice. To no end. You are godsend, and I will always support you because you always support us. So thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your evening, and we will definitely be in touch.
Absolutely. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so, guys, make sure you check out Queen Size Magazine and the Full Figured Industry Awards. We definitely want to support those doing positive things in this industry. So make sure you follow and nominate somebody. She said there was a podcast category, so you know what to do. Thank you for tuning in. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.